It's Ryan.
And Justine.
After the movies. What did we just get done seeing?
We just got done seeing at the retro movie night at the movie tavern in Glorious Bastards.
Yes. It was a really interesting choice for them to play that movie right now because that movie came out less than a year ago, so it's not really a retro movie. It's pretty current. I think someone at the movie tavern thought it was going to win Best Picture. And if it did, then they thought they were going to get a big audience. Unfortunately, there was only, like, 8 people in our audience tonight.
Like, 10 after the douchebags came in.
Yeah, there were some douchebags who talked a lot. Just for the record, it's never okay to talk during the movies.
Loudly.
It's okay maybe to whisper to each other if you have a question or, you know, if the case warrants it. But it's never okay to just talk right out loud during a movie.
And be really loud and, like, they were enjoying the movie, you could tell. They were enjoying it very loudly.
Yeah, they're probably drunk.
Not okay. Not ever okay.
It's another argument for why the movie tavern is not the best place to see a movie, because they serve alcohol. And people lose their inhibitions with alcohol.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I recently read an article in the LA Times about a movie patron who complained about a loud other movie patron and got stabbed in the neck with a meat thermometer.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I decided probably we shouldn't complain. So.
Yeah, plus I wasn't packing tonight, so I couldn't protect you.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so let's... Wow, we just did like a whole minute on idiots at the movie.
Sorry.
Let's talk about the movie. What did you think about the movie?
That is one of my favorite Quentin Tarantino movies. It's just... very artfully done. Like, it's very beautiful.
Okay.
I think it is. I think it's very beautiful. Like, he always has very interesting cinematography, whatever, because he's Quentin Tarantino. But this cinematography was very picturesque and beautiful.
Yeah, well,
like, the German and French countryside really played a character, I think, in this film.
Yeah, well, he's doing what he does. He's riffing on, you know, World War II films, so, you know.
And I like it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just good.
I really like it a lot. I think it's probably my number two of his. My favorite is, of course, Jackie Brown. I don't know if he'll ever top Jackie Brown. I know people disagree with me on that,
yeah.
Including Justine. I actually have two comments to make about
the
movie. One's negative and one's a mistake.
Okay.
Then one negative thing I have to say is that I think the only bad part of the movie is the horrendous decision to cast Eli Roth as the Bear Jew.
You know, I don't mind it so much, except for when he's wailing on the German sergeant or whatever. That's annoying. He's annoying then. He's being Eli Roth then. Other than that, I'm not bothered by it.
Well, whenever he's not talking, it doesn't bother me, except that I know who he is, and as a person, he pisses me off.
Yeah.
But, so he's actually annoying to me the whole time, but it's even worse when he's talking. Like, he's just not a good actor. There's no reason for him to be in this movie. Other than he and Tarantino were buddies, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's terrible. And then I also noticed a mistake this time.
Okay.
Spoilers for Inglourious Basterds, if you haven't seen it. In the very last scene, when Brad Pitt shoots Herman.
Yes.
And then he tells Yudovich to scalp him.
Yes.
He gives Yudovich his knife.
He gives him Londo's knife.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, never mind. No mistake then. Forget it. I thought maybe he gave him his own knife, and then he pulled his own knife out to put the swastika on Londo's.
No, because Londo's knife is in a scabbard with metal chains around it.
All right.
So it's Londo's knife.
All right, well, there you go.
Because I noticed that today for some reason.
No mistake then.
Yeah.
So then it's genius other than the whole stupid Eli Roth thing.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about this? Oh, I just got to give a shout-out to my favorite scene. And even though this isn't my favorite Tarantino movie, I think it's the best Tarantino scene ever.
Okay.
And it's the strudel scene.
Oh, that scene is awesome.
I just love the strudel scene. And it's a really perfect example of how brilliant the sound design is in this film.
Yes!
You can hear the texture of everything in this movie. I mean, from the shoes to the scraping of... the fork in that scene.
And the crunching of the cream and the strudel.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's just amazing sound design. But anyway.
It's awesome.
We have 20 seconds left. So
okay, well, we gotta go.
We do have to go. It's been Ryan.
And Justine.
After the movies.